Let the pros at Rosie on the House go to work for you. Get on the line now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, Scott joins us on the line at 1-888-767-4348. No matter where in the great state of Arizona you live, that's your universal toll-free number. 888-767-4348. This hour is anything landscape, gardening, and hardscapes. Sure. Well, we'll throw that in there.
Why not?
I've seen your showroom at Harper's Nursery. You can talk hardscapes.
We do. We love hardscape. We think it's an important part of the landscape, and especially if you want to use your home for outdoor entertaining, there's probably not a less expensive way to expand the usable space in your home than by creating. I think Bellegarde's new slogan is a room without a roof.
Nice.
So you can just put some nice pavers, a little seating wall, maybe a fire pit. You've got an outdoor living room for, a whole lot less than what you can build a whole new room on for. So here in Arizona, when for 7 or 8 months we can live out there, it's a pretty good way to go.
Absolutely. Scott, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Okay, hey, I've got a question. I actually called a couple weeks ago. I built these above-ground planters out of scrap wood from we use for rescue stuff.
Uh-huh.
So when I talked to you 2 weeks ago, I had some cucumbers growing. They were looking great. Beautiful leaves, starting to flower, everything was growing good. And within 2 weeks, they've just gone horrible. I've changed nothing. And I'm being told stuff because I'm a relatively new gardener. I was told that I may have too many plants per square inch of above-ground planter that they're stealing nutrients. So my planter is 12 inches wide by 4 feet long and then 12 inches deep. Those are like a big rectangular dimension.
Okay.
And I have 5 plants in there. Do you think I'm having some nutrient stealing and that's maybe why they're getting to a point where they're maturing and just not able to go any further? Or
well, that's, one every 10 inches or so. Probably not. I mean, cucumbers will vine and spread. One or two might have filled the area in. So a couple of, but I don't think that's your problem. couple of things that could be your problem. They've been in the ground now several weeks. I don't know what soil you use, but it could be a nutrient situation where you just need to add some good organic fertilizer. That soil may not have been well enough composted. So it in of itself to decompose is stealing nutrients. So you're competing against the soil, in essence. That could be a problem. And so I would probably, and here again, without seeing these plants,
right,
the first thing I would do would be probably check the moisture, make sure it's not staying too wet.
Okay, so I was told keep them wet all the time is because it's a water plant like a cucumber.
No.
So I'm keeping them super, super wet.
Oh, well,
so
that's probably your first problem is they're staying too wet. You don't want to keep them super wet. They're not a plant. I'm not sure what you mean by a water plant.
Most plants are 80%+ water.
Right. So they do, they transpire and they do use moisture. But if you keep the soil too wet, then they get oxygen deprived and eventually the roots die and the plant rots and dies. So you definitely want to get a little bit on the drier side. You don't want to let them wilt, but I think he just answered his own question.
cut your water back.
Staying too wet. The other problem that he didn't get to at all is we're also going into the time of year where it's going to get too cool for cucumbers. So if we're not too far down the road, hopefully still listening, we'd take that rectangular planter and maybe go back to that list we just talked about a few moments ago, the leafy things, the root things, and the stem things. So some nice lettuce or spinach or something like that in there, might be a better way to go for this time of year.
We appreciate the call, Scott. Roots need oxygen just as much as the leaves do, and they can't get that oxygen if they're constantly wet.
Yeah, you're basically drowning the plant, and it, so if there's no space around the roots, if the water's taking up all that space, basically, is what, now, that being said, people will say, well, what about, aquaponics? Well, so the roots are dangling into water, but the you don't have soil around the roots, so there's still space then around those roots as they're kind of hanging down into the water, and there's space around them, and the plant can uptake, you know, the oxygen in the water that way
and
too.
You keep
the problem
that water,
is,
you don't keep that water still. That water
is circulating.
Is just like you're aerating a pond, you're aerating your
That's correct. And so what the problem is with soils is you get them waterlogged and there's no space for any oxygen around the roots because the soil is taking up that wet soil. So anyway, yeah, keeping anything too wet is not a good thing.
Now, oftentimes when you get your garden producing well, it will outproduce what you can personally as your family can consume. Have you ever tried pickling your cucumbers?
No.
We never did.
Uh-huh.
We're the largest Vlasic pickle customer, I think, in the state. We got so excited. We got our cucumbers. We got it done. Jarred them, pickled them, waited, let them ferment, tried it. It went all to the compost.
Oh, that's too bad. You got to know what you're doing to pickle things. I have a friend who does a great job. She makes awesome bread and butter pickles out of cucumbers. So,
is that your hot dog man?
No, actually, it's not. They make a great relish. Yeah. But you know, pickling. If you do it right, what isn't good pickled? You know, even okra is good pickled.
Oh yeah. So food preserve. That's the whole next part of your vegetable gardening and canning.
Well, especially if you want to enjoy things after the season. So if you have a season to grow certain things, that, you know, canning or preserving or pickling things is a way you can continue to enjoy them year round. So
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. As we go to the bottom of the hour news break, you can get online. Next Saturday we have hot dogs and horticultural monthly
first Saturday of every month
at Harper's Nursery.
We'll be cooking dogs and talking about something to do with the garden and having a good old time. Yeah, come on out. Free lunch anyway.
The cost is just the gas to get there.
That's it.